The energy company AGL is fighting back against the intense federal government pressure to keep its Liddell Power Station in the New South Wales Hunter Valley running beyond 2022. Today, in an unusual move, the company opened up the power station to journalists to explain how costly it would be to maintain for longer than its 50-year life. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is among them, and he joins us from the Liddell Power Station now. Peter, this power station has been at the centre of weeks of political sparring. Tell us what it actually looks and sounds like.
Well, Eleanor, look, I've just arrived here. It's quite an imposing figure on the shores of Lake Liddell, halfway between Singleton and Muswellbrook in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. But normally when companies like AGL host a media tour, you'd be expected to be shown the latest engineering and technology, also an overload of positive spin. But it has to be said that this is definitely no media tour, definitely not a junket. We don't do them anyway. But there's no visit to a Hunter Valley winery on the way home either. Instead, AGL is very keen to demonstrate the very high cost of maintaining the 46-year-old facility, the ageing infrastructure and the round-the-clock job in keeping old technology designed in the 60s up to shape. So we're all here geared up in safety gear, high-vis vests, helmets and boots to see Liddell close up.
So is this the AGL CEO thumbing his nose at the Prime Minister?
Well, in some ways it could be interpreted that way, but Andy Veazey did receive quite a rough reception in Canberra about a week ago. There are suggestions that he may well be strong-armed by the federal government to keep the AGL Liddell plant open, but here it's all very polite and professional. AGL's, of course, trying to manage its corporate and community image, given that energy security and the future of coal-fired stations like Liddell a hot and divisive political issues, especially with that even bigger issue of surging energy prices. Actually, AGL estimates that it needs to spend around $160 million to keep Liddell running from now till 2022 when it's meant to close, and that's the big issue. And after that, it becomes even more costly. Now, Kate Coates is a general manager of AGL Macquarie. She's been around the energy industry since about 1981 when she began as an apprentice with this New South Wales Electricity Commission. She oversees Liddell, and she's been explaining to me the very significant ageing issues with Liddell.
Well, Kate Coates, firstly, just explain to us, what are some of the big issues that you have to deal with in terms of maintaining a station like Liddell, given its age?
Right. Many of the issues we have relate to, as you say, the age of the station. So we have corrosion and erosion problems with our metals in our boiler tubes, in steam pipes, in other subsystems like our coal conveying system. We have an ash and dust plant that, because it's conducting very erosive type materials, is wearing from the inside out. It takes a lot of our resources to keep the plant going.
And so just what are some of the basic maintenance issues that you have to do?
So on a daily basis, we struggle with submerged pumps in ash plants. They're very difficult to get to and dangerous to get to. We struggle with pipe work that fails. So we have pipes that go from the ash plant on the units all the way out to the ash dam. That is a real environmental challenge for us because those pipes from time to time will erode through and will have an environmental issue. We have issues with boiler tube corrosion and erosion. And so we will typically have a unit out maybe once every couple of months requiring a boiler tube leak, which is a 7 to 10 day downtime and a massive influx of work.
So a bit of a grand old lady at the age of almost 50. So is Liddell as efficient as she was back when she was first built?
We've tuned Liddell down a bit. So if we ran Liddell as it was run when it was first built, that is 500 megawatts per each unit with the full boiler pressure of 18 megapascals, those units would fail continuously. So we've detuned down to around 420 megawatts or less and reduced the boiler pressure so that we don't have continual failure of those boiler tubes.
So no doubt that Liddell has to close by 2022, that deadline.
Absolutely. We think that's the right conclusion for this station. It's the right and certain outcome for our people so that we can plan around our people whom we respect immensely and whom we value. So to set that unequivocal date is the right thing for the station and especially the right thing for the people and the community.
That's Kate Coates, the General Manager of AGL Macquarie, speaking there with our Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan, who's on that tour of the Liddell Power Station. Now, Peter, while you're there, have you been able to speak with any AGL workers?
Well, Eleanor, as you can imagine, there's obviously some concern amongst workers about the uncertainty relating to Liddell's future, the importance of coal-fired power for baseload generation, but the stated intention of companies like AGL to start investing more in gas and renewables. I haven't been able to speak to any directly yet. I'm told some are hesitant to speak, which is understandable. About 600 work here. They're being closely guarded, as you can imagine as well. Now, AGL has flagged its intention to close Liddell 7 years ago, so there has been a significant amount of notice, and the company is, of course, using this trip this by hosting journalists as a way of pushing back against that, the idea that this was perhaps a shock. But of course, it's very hard to sell this idea to business and consumers who really aren't caring too much about the politics and spin. All they want out of this is a policy from the federal government and, of course, relief from higher power bills.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent there, speaking to us from the Liddell Power Station in the Hunter Valley.